bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Two former college hockey players were killed last week in a double murder-suicide in Miami, Florida. The victims were identified as New England college players Megan Moore and Sydney Capolino, who were roommates. Police say the victims were killed by 40-year-old Louis Napolis, who was the boyfriend of one of the ladies. Napolis first shot Moore before entering the apartment, then killing Capolino, followed by himself. The ladies' alma mater, where they were both standouts on the hockey team, gave a statement on the passing. New England College is deeply saddened by the tragic loss of two recent graduates, Sydney Capolino, 22, and Megan Moore, 21. Megan and Sydney were known to many on campus, and we are keeping their families and friends in our thoughts and our prayers at this difficult time. As the campus community pauses to process the gravity of the event, it is important that we support and care for each other. And this is why I always say to please take care of yourselves and, most importantly, take care of each other. Two of the four suspects have pleaded guilty to their involvement in a terror attack at a concert in Moscow's Crocus City Hall. The attack killed 137 people, including at least three children, according to authorities, with another 182 injured. All four suspects were arrested and charged with committing a group terrorist attack, resulting in the death of others, a charge that carries a maximum penalty of life in prison in the country of Russia. Putin claims the four suspects attempted to flee for Ukraine, but provided no evidence on the subject. ISIS-K, a faction associated with the Islamist group, have claimed responsibility for the attack and provided alleged body cam footage released on their back news agency, Amok. Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky has rejected any claims of Ukraine being involved in the attack and stated, quote, "Putin and other scums are trying to shift the blame to someone else." The Democratic Senate race in New Jersey is dwindling down as First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy, has suspended her Senate race campaign. The seat is currently being held by Bob Menendez, who is under indictment for bribery. Murphy is quoted by NewJersey101.5.com, stating that remaining in the race would mean waging a divisive and negative campaign, which she was not willing to do. She is directly quoted saying, "New Jersey's next senator must focus on the issues of our time and not be mired in tearing others down, while dividing the people of our party and state." Murphy suspending her campaign means that a single major Democratic candidate in Andy Kim remains. Kim announced his campaign back in September amidst the unveiling of the indictment against Menendez. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx. Your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.